Welcome back to the King of Wakanda Show 2.0. This is King Steven here in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I'm calling this the new Wakanda. Now, I know it's been a while since I did a live podcast episode. I want to apologize for that. Things have been going wrong, but I'm going to do much better. But today, we're going to talk about something much different today. As some of you already know, from my last podcast show, I did updates on the coronavirus. It basically stopped at 19. It is time to continue with that. I'm basically naming this update Coronavirus Update 20. Now, let's get started on it, shall we? Ever since this coronavirus has started, we have seen we've seen people getting sick and also having to stay in quarantine. Our soon-to-be ex-president, Donald Trump, even wants us to try to take the vaccine for this virus. Now, we don't even understand, we don't even know if this vaccine has been tested right. And he said that there's a cure for this. I barely even able to see it. Sorry the way I'm talking. But as I was basically going to suggest, if there's a cure for it, then why would you fire the lead scientist who actually did develop the cure? Now, basically, certain people saying that that our soon-to-be ex-president, Trumpy, wants this virus to last long, because he basically did report say if people die on his watch, it's not his fault. That's what he said on his Twitter and also on certain news articles. Now, basically, I'm basically saying this. If he's saying that he wants to say it's not his fault, that makes it really bad for himself, the people he has to answer to as president. Oh, you may be the president of the United States, but you still have to answer to the U.S. Senate and everyone in the White House that controls the U.S. government for your actions. But enough about Trump. Here's what the problem is going on right now. Now, as everyone know, we've been dealing with this early election. A lot of people who have been outside during the early election have to stay outside for almost even like 5 hours. There was even some that stayed out there for like 10 hours. I'm surprised they even contracted the virus. But with this whole virus getting all around, we gotta start taking this much seriously. Numbers are stacking up every single day. There's already reports saying that all the restaurants and the bars have already been shut down. The restaurants, they're not gonna open for the public except for takeouts and delivery. And on top of that, we still got more people boarding up every single business downtown. A famous barbecue place downtown right by the circle got shut down and went out of business because they didn't have enough people. With this coronavirus going around, they're not taking any chances. So, I'm not going to say the name of it, but we have been experiencing new changes going on downtown. There's a lot of construction right near the city county building. And also the homeless people. They're somehow basically still on the street, and people are not, and somehow our government officials are not doing anything about the homeless, because they have nowhere place to hide and place to live. They're sleeping right near abandoned stores and also abandoned parking lots. And it's cold out there. And I even heard reports on Twitter that the police are harassing some of these homeless people for no reason. Just because they're sleeping right near abandoned buildings that haven't been used anymore. I believe if you're going to basically protect every single person, that means the homeless too, then you need to start finding ways how to keep the homeless off the street and help them make a better life for themselves. Because here's the news. You got every single homeless person out there that is struggling, and the government is not helping them without breaking a sweat. Now, if I was in charge as in the government, you know what I would have done about the homeless? I would take one of those abandoned buildings, tear it down, build like a bigger stadium, just to have the homeless there. Of course, with the 6 feet of six feet apart, but also would make sure they would have a place to live at home. I would give them help them get back on their feet, help them with their mental health, physical health, everything. See if we can help them find a job. Everything. We shouldn't give up on everyone here. So I'm just going to basically point this out to the U.S. Here's some advice. Be true. Keep your promises on having to find a way to make sure we keep our people safe. Let people still have fun. I know you're worried about the whole situation escalating with people getting more sick, but we can find a way how to contain that. Now, I believe our new president that just got elected has already worked on a plan to try to contain this whole situation. I also believe he's going to basically have a team together find a way to cure this virus completely the right way, to run tests on them and find a way how to cure everyone. Because the way that our old president is, he wants to use an experimental drug to cure this. He even talked about using Lysol or even using hand sanitizer in your body to get rid of the virus. You can't just do that. There's already been people been sent to the hospital because they were doing that stuff. And that's not right. Now, sadly to say, ever since this whole virus started, we have lost a lot of young men, even potential fathers, potential mothers, children, a few elderly, and also some of our armed forces. And even with Thanksgiving coming up, I have already known that my church, Living Water, is already about to be doing their purpose pantry on the 21st to make sure every single person gets what they need to survive. I'm talking food, clothing, even toiletries, everything. My pastor is doing everything that she could to make sure that everyone gets what they need at the purpose pantry. And it's not just my pastors doing that. Other churches are even trying it too. And I feel like with some of these restaurants that we got around here, I feel like they should take the time to donate some food to the homeless. To make sure that these kids, and make sure every single homeless person is doing well and they have a nice home cooked meal. I'm very glad that my mom is not alive to witness this hellhole that we're dealing with right now. I know it's harsh for me to say that, but you know, I do miss her. I just don't want her having to go through this. I still have nightmares about her dying every single day. The people still ask me, like, how are you dealing with this? That would have lost your mom from 4 years ago. I open up to people I can trust. Like my friends, my family, and also my fiance, every day. You had to start opening up when something's going on with you. You can't be a better person, and you can't move on with your life by keeping things bottled up. So, everyone, I'm not going to keep you long. So I'm just going to say something about this. Now, the schools are already on the verge of shutting, have already started shutting down. So that means kids are going to be having an extended winter break vacation. I'm talking 2 months. Now, I'm not worried about the middle school or the high school students. But I am worried about the elementary students, like K through 5, because they're basically, they need someone to watch them until school opens back up. And I already saw on my Facebook page that at least a few people I know on my Facebook page are upset as hell right now that they have to find a way how to keep their child safe while they're at work. And that's the ones who had their kids in elementary school. If they don't figure out this soon, they will end up having to lose their job or have to basically take a leave of absence to make sure their kid is safe. And they don't want to end up doing that. So, that's enough out of that. I'm just going to leave you with this. For all those out there that are going to be out of a job because of this whole this second shutdown we're about to be going through, I'm just going to say this. Keep filling out your vouchers. And once you get your money, you stock up what you can get for the week. I'm talking frozen dinners, everything that you can cook, or even everything. Even toilet paper. Don't go overboard on the toilet paper. Because I haven't heard someone try to sell toilet paper on eBay for $300. I ain't going to say the person's name, but that's too much. And also, make sure you keep in touch with your friends and also your family. Because friends and family they help you be a better person every single day. Now, my group and I are supposed to be doing a podcast this Sunday. It's our final face-to-face because with this whole shutdown that we're going through, we probably got to switch over to doing our podcast by phone link. But it's not going to be that bad. We're even going to be using Zoom. And also soon, we already got a YouTube channel. And we're going to make sure that we do our live videos of our talk. Because get ready to laugh and also talk about anything. We're also going to be doing like live questions, anyone that can answer Q&A's, anything. Because I don't care if Goonies like the Republicans or Karens or even Trumpo trying to tell us we shouldn't be doing what we need to be doing. We have a right to speak and a right to speak the truth. Because on our pod, I even gotten messages from my Twitter. They're calling the conspiracy troop outlaws, the group I'm part of right now. They're calling us the voice of the voiceless. And that means we stand up for the troop and we stand up for anything. We've been dealing with conspiracies about with politics and everything ever since the dawn of time. Us exposing the group, that's my group and I, exposing this truth is what's going to help make our world extremely great again. Oh, and I got one more thing. It seems that a famous TV show, Law and Order SBU, Special Victims Unit, just posted out another episode that's supposed to be coming. It's called Remember Me in Quarantine. So basically, they want that show to be continuing with the old coronavirus also. But luckily, it's just something they need to do. So make sure you stay tuned. Tomorrow I'll do another update on the coronavirus. And also on Saturday. And also stay tuned to this Sunday for the Conspiracy Troop Outlaws. We're going to be talking about what's going on. Oh, and the main thing, we're trying to get a lot of people to send us our questions. Send us questions to help us out. If you guys want to send us questions on our, send my show any questions, it's King Wakanda Show on Facebook. Also, for the Conspiracy Troop Outlaws. We also have a Facebook page. You can send us any questions that you want to hear answered. Even give us some ideas on topics we can talk about. We also have a Instagram. We're already working on a Snapchat and Twitter. Right now, we just got a Facebook, Instagram, and also a YouTube channel. Stay tuned soon for the Conspiracy Troop Outlaws first video. We'll be doing that real soon. But for now, it's time to log out for tonight. So, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, and Wakanda forever!